What do you mean exactly by bogus external canvassing?
What?
Bogus external canvassing. I am Gauranami, you told Gauranami, I am belonging to God. Bogus external canvassing. What do you mean exactly?
That is just as imitation trait, maybe a particular thing, the handy pose, car has got good name in the market. I am also to capture that good name. A similar car I am also producing and trying to give protection to the market and to become rich. That is the composition of imitation things. Easily with less cost, the imitation thing is produced, and that comes in the market to compete with the genuine thing, something like that. Gorarami, Gorarami, Gorar Vichar, Goraraja, doing this. That is no hypocrisy, that is treachery. To come with the thing in the market, that, this sunlight soap, take sunlight soap from me with less cost. This is sunlight soap. I am producing with less cost. You take all these things this way. Try to capture the market. The foolish people with imitation thing.
But like myself, I am great part imitation and small part real devotion. So how to balance between becoming real devotee and performing service?
The association with the real devotee, the real part will develop. And this will go away. Everyone in the beginning gets the small thing, but our adherence to that and our negligence to the other part, that will help us. It is not in your case, it's everywhere. When one begins such life, the smallest part in him only have. But the tendency, but the inner man must take side of that smallest part and help him to get good association, and the other undesirable things will die out gradually. Anartha. Anartha nivritti. Adu sadhu sanga bhajanakriya, then anartha nivritti. Development of a particular self, feeling the higher part and the lower parts, fasting they will die without food. We shall have to connect with the sadhu sangha. There the lower part will be well fed and they will grow, and without food this thing will die out. Anartha nivritti. Bhajanakriya anartha nivritti. Anartha nivritti is the result of particular activity. Sovan kirtan, etc. Sadhu sangha, with the association of the pure devotee, the cultivation will go on, and the other things will gradually vanish. Kamaridujya Mashanti Nashanti Sarbe Mirhidisthite. Our Guru Maharaj once told to one Kundan Lal. He was 20 years assistant of Lancaster Garden in England and a spy student in Germany in the First Great War, a gentleman in Agra town. When he came to Guru Maharaj to take Harinam, only we must allow Krishna Nam to land in our heart, and he will capture gradually the whole of the heart. Others will have to work out. That's prospect. The Krishna Nam, Nam means with the idea of purity and dignity, everything, not only the sound, but with the prospect contained within the sound. When the real name of Krishna will land in the heart of a man, gradually the whole heart will be captured, conquered, because none will be able to stand in competition with him. They will have to retire, to close their doors of business when Krishna enters in any heart. Such prospect, such facility, none can promise or give the highest. So Krishna is such. Anyhow, on his landing in the heart, entering into the heart. Pravishto karnarandhena sanang bhava sarvayam dhunoti savanam Krishna. Everything will be driven out, brushed aside. The prospect, the quality and the quantity of the prospect is such, automatically, everyone, all the businessmen will have to go away. None can stand in competition with him. Swayam Bhagavan. He is Swayam Bhagavan, the source of all goodness, of all mangal, goodness, and auspicious, everything good, the source. It's the proprietor. All others there, কি হলো যে মালিকের কাছ থেকে নিয়ে এসে ব্যবসা করে তাকে কি বলে মানে প্রডিউসার আমাদের পারচেজ ফ্রম দিন লাইক দালাল লাইক ব্রোকার অল আদার গডস লাইক ব্রোকার্স টেক ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ and they come in the market and they distribute their things. And Krishna himself, the producer, himself comes to in the market, everyone has had to go ahead. Swayam Bhagavan. Maiva Bhidang in Gita, Kama Sreshti, there, Bhandar, their store limited, it is finished, but my store is infinite. But they are also do my business, but it takes from me different things and go on with their business. I help, I am at their backing. So the more price, less gain. They have to. I'm direct customer of me, then their position is otherwise. They are not to, because no, there are no things in the store. The store is limited. They come sometimes after. No such thing. All this is Jatgata, Noni Vartan Tita, opulence, always opulence.
Our Guru Maharaj told, if anyone comes to the mandir, you must give prasad. You cannot say there is a shortage. Radharani is in charge of the temple.
Yes. I heard when I came in the beginning, one Bodhayan Maharaj, yes, the Vaishnava Charan, he told that during Mahaprabhu's Janmasav, so many boys, girls amongst the pilgrims, pilgrims of the local boys, girls were coming prasadam and distributing this prasadam, this suji, some sweet meat preparation, that suji ke kevale atta, some halwa, prasadam distributing, coming. One boy and a girl and sometimes man also coming twice, thrice they are coming and asking. Then I could recognize, I said, oh, I have given you twice, don't come, don't come. And they are going away. And Kunji Babu was there, our Tirtha Maharaj. There is the General Secretary. He noticed the attitude of the distributor. He himself told the distributor, told it, misunderstood. Kunji Babu asked, are you distributing prasadam or halwa? What do you distribute? Mahaprabhu is there, it is infinite. Oh, go on giving. Thrice, four times, sir. As much times as I come, you go on this. Mahaprabhu's marriage time ceremony. Some came once, thrice in this way. Then when it reached the year of Mahaprabhu, he told, thrice, everyone should be given thrice. He gave declaration. Not only once, thrice. In this way. Infinite. Gaur-hari, 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 Gaur-hari. Is I Gaur-hari, Gaur-hari.